You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that McClure news is pretty big for the division. He's been one of the better players in the division for a while, generally on bad teams. Last year was really his first crack at a quality team, and he did good things. And he's a player I've always admired. I mean, even in their bad years. He was like that Ryan Kerrigan. You know, sometimes Washington stinks, but they
but
have
better.
A player.
I think he's probably even better than Kerrigan. Kerrigan was really
maybe,
good for a while.
Maybe.
But, I mean, look, he's their second-best offensive player after Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. No, I think that's true. So, look, he wants out. I mean, a lot of times in a moment like this, a guy doesn't get out. You know, these things generally have a way to work out by the time you get closer to the start of the season. But he seems pretty dug in, and that is significant for the Eagles because, you know, that's the main competitor in the division. And we'll have to follow the bouncing ball of McLaurin in the month of August, but that is notable that he is now saying he wants out. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. All right, Mac, man, tell me how, because we do five questions with Jody Mack. Every time Jody's in here, five questions with the Mac man when John's not here, as we broadcast from Borgata today. Jody, the first of the five questions is our Twitter poll. How do, and this goes for everyone, but I'm putting it right to you, Jody. How do you feel about the Phillies not trading for an outfielder better than Harrison Bader? Now, Seltzer, I'm going to predict that MacMan is going to try to find a way to come up with choice D. There's no choice D. All right? The thing about the polls is these are your choices. Your options are A, you feel disappointed. B, you feel aggravated, which is what I am, aggravated. And C is that you're happy with Bader.
Of course, I want another choice.
Of course.
I'm between 2 and 3. I'm okay.
2 and 3 should be between A and C. Disappointed and happy. You can't be between aggravated and happy.
Well,
two extremes.
No, here's where I can be aggravated because I agree with you.
What's that?
The problem is not what transpired in the last 48 hours. The problem was last offseason.
Yeah, it was.
And that's legit.
Yeah,
that's
it is,
a legit complaint from a Philly fan evaluating the work
we
of
all
Dave
said
Dabrowski.
It, Jody. We all said it. We saw enough of Rojas and Marsh to know. We all know it. And by the way, for guys like me that don't know Kepler inside and out, it's Dombrowski's job to know Kepler inside and out. Kepler stinks.
Let me ask you.
That's on Dombrowski. He stinks.
Let me ask you a Kepler question.
Yeah.
Do you think after the Bader deal got done, which I don't even know what time it officially was announced. I was probably in transit down here to the shore, so yeah. I didn't catch the time.
Yep.
But there were hours left before the end of the trade.
Yeah,
it was
about
in
4 hours.
Yeah, 1 o'clock-ish
right.
Range, yeah.
Do you think that Dombrowski offered Kepler to anyone for a bag of balls? Just to get him off the roster
maybe.
And save some money between now and the end of the season. I think
we hate Kepler more than the Phillies do.
Yeah, because Dombrowski defended him in his press conference last night. Like he said, he's been swinging the bat better, and I don't know.
You know, James, we should create a second question. See if you can put this one together and text it to me. I'd like to do a question that involves Kepler and I guess just Rojas, because Marsh is going to be on the postseason team. But which player is it likely to be on the team or not be on the team for October between Kepler and
I would say which player is more likely to be on the team in the postseason.
All right. Why don't you put that poll together and send me that? Because you can make a case both ways. I mean, Kepler's had more career success. But I know, like, a lot of people when the news came in yesterday said, oh, well, Kepler's gone. And then other people are like, well, Marsh is gone. All right, we'll put that poll up as well because I'm intrigued to find out. I think we know the two guys that stick for sure of that grouping are Marsh and Bader. But anyway, you can weigh in. 215-592-9494. Dombrowski weighed in. More of what he said yesterday, including about the outfield market, which obviously was not particularly robust at the trade deadline. Notable that even Luis Roberts was not traded. Here's Dombrowski yesterday on what he was sensing with the outfield market.
Well, I think the outfield market compared to maybe the reliever market, the starting pitching market, I especially if you're talking right-hand hitting outfielders, it really wasn't very robust. There really weren't very many right-hand hitting outfielders out there. There were some more, some left-handed guys, but there weren't as many. Now, there's still things coming across. I just saw Yaz got traded to Kansas City from, of course, being a left-handed hitter. So there may be other things that come across also. But there really wasn't a long list of right-hand hitting outfielders that we thought could be helpful to us. So it was a very limited number of players in that regard. And, I mean, again, you can try to go get other guys, but sometimes the cost of acquisition was extremely high.
So let me ask this question because, James, you know I was on this prior to the deadline. And I'll say it now that the deadline is over. Why? Like, if this guy's not going to bat fourth and he's my big bopper to protect Harper and Schwarber, and he's not, why the fixation for a right-handed hitter?
Dude, and not just
what
that, an outfielder.
What difference does it make? Joe, he's going to hit where all the right-handed hitters hit. Joe, he's going to hit in the JT, Bohm, Casty grouping. So what's the freaking point?
Well, that's what I was saying before. It's not just the right hand. It's a right-handed hitting outfielder. They went in with such a myopic view of what they needed instead of being creative. Like, get a Eugenio Suarez. Get Ryan O'Hearn. Get one of these guys who can freaking hit. And they'll come in. And if you put Schwarber in left field, fine. If you move Harper to left field, fine. Like, whatever you have to do, moving the roster around, be creative. Don't just go in and say, well, we're going to get the best right-handed outfield bat we can get. And that's it. You're shrinking your market.
So, I'll tell you this, James. I don't believe they wanted to move Bryce to right. And I don't believe they wanted to move Schwarber to left.
I don't think they did either,
yeah,
but I think that's
a mistake. I don't think they had it on the table, is my guess.
Right, and I think that's a mistake. I think they went in with a myopic view of how to make the team better.
I agree with you, but Jody, even if they weren't going to do that, because I agree with James, they should have and should have been more open-minded, in my opinion, but even if they weren't going to do that, if this guy's not freaking four-hole hitter, then why couldn't it have been a left-handed hitter?
Because they're heavy left-handed to begin with.
No, they're not. They're not that heavy left-handed. This guy's going to hit where all the righties are. He's going to hit somewhere between 5 and 7, which is exactly where you're behind the four-hole hitter who's probably Bohm, and you're in the JT Casty range. You are. I mean, wait, you are.
Yes, he is. But
so what
they
the hell?
Needed to improve the team.
You know what he's... Mm.
You wanted a Grand Slam home run. I get it. Everybody wanted a Grand Slam home run. They believed Slam home run wasn't out there to be had, so they took the RBI double in the gap.
I think they took a swinging, check swing that maybe becomes a single. All right, 215-592-9494. You can react to it all. What do you make of it? I am aggravated. To answer that Twitter poll, I am aggravated. Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Good, Patrick.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jordy Mack, good to hear you as always, man. Joe, I feel just, you know, you summed up kind of how I'm feeling with this whole thing. We had our shot in the off season, and when they roll back this team, I was on that. It's just like, look, we're doing Groundhog Day again. And, you know, I guess they're banking on, like, us winning 2-1 games. And, you know, it's just so frustrating.
Patrick, the best example is coming back in 2003 with Thrash and Pinkston. It's the best example. You knew after 2002 because you had Thrash and Pinkston in 2001. You had Thrash and Pinkston in 2002. And you knew after 2002 that they weren't good enough. And again, it's not to say they couldn't have won a Super Bowl with that grouping. They could have. They could have beat the Bucs. They didn't. But you knew that was a weak part of the team. That's how I feel about center and left field. And I'm not saying they had to get T.O., the 0-4 T.O., but can they give me something better than this mishmash of just – it's like they got –
mediocrity
at best.
They've
got guys between C-minuses and Fs. Rojas is an F. The other guys are like C-minuses. Sometimes they play like a C-plus, but they're really C-minuses. Come on.
If we had more of a stud defensively at shortstop, it would be kind of, to me, a different story. But, you know, this guy we just pick up is, you know, he's going to help us with the glove in center field. But, you know, we add Duran, and, you know, it's just weird because I kind of, you know, forgot about Alvarado. You know, like if Alvarado's still here.
Well, he hurt them a lot.
He hurt them so much,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and what move would Dombrowski have made? If Alvarado was here, so it's just
would
like,
have gone for a lower bullpen arm and gone more in on a bat and traded them. Yeah, it's possible. It's absolutely possible.
Of course. That's what I was thinking, but it just that really jammed us up. But it's just like, you know what? It's time for Harper. Listen, Harper and like Castellanos and like Schwartz, like, you know, they got to step up in a big way because it all clearly lies on them offensively now. Like these bats.
Oh yeah, Trey Turner. There's no doubt. It's good because Rojas ain't leading in anything.
And look, they need guys like Castellanos and Bohm to step up now. I mean, they're going to have to have it, which is what I mean. The Castellanos thing is the most wild too, because and rightfully so, we look at him as this guy who's going to chase, who's going to swing at every first pitch. And all that. He is also someone who has had playoff moments that only Reggie Jackson has had. Like, but yet he deserves to be looked at one way. It is pretty crazy how bad you have to be for a couple postseason and a half to completely forget about 5 home runs in 3 games and all that stuff.
Yeah. And he's an accomplished player. I mean, was it 1,000 RBIs he recently got to?
Yeah. No, he's had a really good career.
Yeah, but Patrick, to your point, they need him. He's got to, and the thing is, he's got to be able to do it, and they all do collectively for 4 weeks. And look, it doesn't mean every player has to carry every series. That's an impossibility. But you can't have the tail off so dramatic that this group of players has had, you know,
the last couple
of years.
The improvements other teams have made. Look what the Mets did. I mean, look what the, like.
Well, yeah, they added.
Like
they
San
did.
Diego, like the Padres just keep swinging for the fence.
They also had no prospects left. Well, they did
a lot, but they had no prospects for a reason.
They gave up the number 3 prospect in the sport, shortstop, for a closer. Now, maybe they turn him into a starter, but that was a wild trade.
Yeah, it's bold. Patrick, give me what's left people scratching their head.
Yo, Joe, what was the date Barry Switzer 4th and 1?
Well, it was 1995, and I want to say it was probably early December.
December,
because I think there was about 4 games to go.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's a good one. Why'd he do it again? That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is an interesting answer. The irony is, while I think most teams won't do it now, more teams would do it now than did back then. because like it was the 29-yard line was what it was. So most teams would punt, obviously. But he did have the best offensive line of football, and he did have one of the two best running backs in football.
I think the bigger thing was the same play twice than it was going for it in the first place. You know what I mean?
Maybe. All right, back to that era. He wasn't on the team that year, but he had been for many years prior to that. Let's certainly give it up for Eric Allen today. So, EA, John's buddy, John's teammate for the years with the Raiders, and I wish Eric Allen had played his whole career here, goes into the Hall of Fame this weekend. He did a lot with the Eagles, tons of interceptions, lot more touchdowns than most cornerbacks typically get. And there was one year he actually had four in one year. He had a touchdown to clinch that playoff game versus the Saints in 92. You know, one thing, I think the main thing you look for when you get a cornerback, the main thing is I want him to be able to lock down that side. Eric Allen was a lock down that side kind of guy. By the way, he was also in battles in the NFC East. He was dealing with Michael Irvin. He was dealing with Gary Clark and Art Monk. I mean, he was dealing with some, you know, some really good players, really good players. And he was a great player, true Hall of Famer, left me scratching my head that it took so long for him to make it. Let's go back to what I think all of us, those of us that knew his career, would say was the greatest play of his career, and it was one of the great touchdowns of all time, a defensive wizardry of twists and turns and running and high-stepping at one point. Let's go back to that moment from 1994. He picks off Boomer Esiason, and somehow, some way, he finds a way to take it to the house. So Randall had broken his leg earlier that game, and Eric Allen handed him the ball. And it was a bittersweet day because Randall and Fred Barnett were both going to be out for the year with injuries in that game. Put the Eagles up to 4-0. That moment clinched the game, but you knew they were headed to trouble without Randall and Fred Barnett. But Jody, there's 7 of 10 plays in Eagles history that I've seen. We're in the moment, Randall against Bruce Smith, Saquon last year. In the moment, you just know it's bonkers. That Eric Allen play was one of those 7 of 10 where you just knew in the moment it was freaking, Jody, it was bonkers.
To this day, I continue to say it then, and I've said it every day since, the longest touchdown return as an interception ever. Now, people have gone over 100 yards.
Ed Reed has the record, but I know what you're
saying.
But
he only went 93.
Yeah, this is a great answer.
But he went left and right and back and forth and stop and go.
Right.
The best interception, lengthiest interception, most yards coverage interception in the history of the National Football League. And, you know, I've done WFAN work over the years. Back and forth, Philly and New York.
Yeah.
Every once in a while when I run into Boomer Esiason, I say, oh, Eric Allen says hi. And looks, if looks could kill, oh, my God.
That's great. Because it did clinch the game. Like, it was a major moment. It was late fourth quarter. And you knew at that point, because I think the Eagles had a slight lead, and then with that it became a 2-touchdown lead, and that was it. All right, James, trivia question. Because the Hammer's just getting warmed up for 7:45.
He's just getting warmed
Correct.
Up.
Correct. Let's all three of you, let's see who gets it. When Ed Reed set the record for the longest interception return of all time, it was against which quarterback?
I don't remember. I'll say Peyton Manning.
Why would I ask the question, James, if it's Peyton Manning?
Because I thought it might be like a big-time Hall of Fame. Yeah, which one or the other? It's a bad guy or a good guy?
It's an Eagle!
Ah, that's probably why. There you go.
Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Donovan got replaced in the game by?
Kevin Cobb.
Wow. Was it?
Kevin Cobb.
You get 2 for 1 with Detmer. If, when in doubt, say Detmer, you got a better chance.
See,
for 70
twice. That's beat the hammer thinking right there by Jody.
All right. By the way, I think I'm about 98% right. Someone confirm it for me. 215-592.
I love when you say it definitively.
love a trivia question that may not be correct.
I'm giving you the almost certain.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.